Now it's time for Locker Room Chat. I'm joined by Centralia head coach Roger Holthouse. Roger, how you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good to hear. And first-year head coach? And
yes, sir.
Yeah, taking a look at your guys' team. You guys have quite a bit to work with here after a very solid 8-3 year last year. And very close to getting to the championship game a year ago, and this year trying to get back there. So first of all, talk to us about your quarterback this year, Trenton Talley.
Yeah, he's a heady player. He's kind of the captain of the football team, the leader of the football team. He knows the game, understands the game, and the kids go. He's very coachable, and he's gonna play hard every down from the first down to the very last down of the game. So I'm very excited to have him there.
Talking about a little other guys you have on your offense, some of the athletes you guys have. Drew Gibbs, tell us about what you like about him. 5'10", 185, very explosive.
Yes, Drew was fullback last year's team. This year he's a, we moved him back to tailback, a little bigger back, decent speed, can, throw his shoulder and get a yard or two. We need him to get a yard or two. But again, he's moving from one spot to a different spot. So it's been a little bit of a learning curve for him, but he's adjusting well and doing well.
And you guys have some pretty solid athletes catching passes as well. Tell us about those guys.
We got Reese Tank. He's a junior. He's going to be solid. Brody Grossnickel, another junior. Jacob Flinney, Paxton Bowers. Good football player. They're good receivers, good hands. So hopefully we're looking for big things out of those guys.
Awesome. And we'll go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Locker Room Chat here in just a minute. Back with Centralia head football coach Roger Holthouse. And, Coach, you guys played Valley Heights twice last year. You got the better of them in both of those matchups. So this year's matchup at Valley Heights, what are you looking forward to in the matchup?
I think the first game we're looking for kids who are going to, play for 48 minutes, not 32 minutes or 38 minutes. They got to play for 48, I'm sorry. So I'm hoping we do that. I want to execute without turning the thing over. No 5-yard penalties. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. And play hard. That's what I'm kind of looking forward to.
What are some things you're trying to take away from last year and transfer them over into this season?
I think what Larry did, what Larry Glassick did, was it was consistent. What he did, he did it very well. Hopefully that's what we get to. I get to anyway, and they were pretty big shoes to fill. But they had a great coaching staff that's worked their tails off this offseason. So I'm looking for a real fun season.
Awesome. And when you first got a look at that schedule, what were some things that really popped out to you?
I'll be honest with you. The only thing I worry about is what we're going to do. I worry about us. We got to get consistent and run the football. Our offensive line's got to get a little bit better. We got a new fullback, Brock. He was tight end last year. Brock Reineke moved from tight end back into fullback, so he's new there. So, consistency is, I think, a big key for us.
I like that. Take it one game at a time. Like, love a coach. All right, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. I'll talk to you again next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
This has been Locker Room Chat with Centralia head coach Roger Holthouse, and has been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wankland Oil Company.